football's an intense game. It's you know, it's played with a lot of passion. Blood runs hot. I've been there. You know, I'm no choir boy. You know, people lost their cool, and you know, just thank God nobody got hurt.
Did the helmet make contact with your face, Richard?
You know, I'm not really gonna touch on anything like that. You know, I'm moving past it. Just moving on to the Tampa Bay game.
How were you able to keep your cool, though?
You know, it's you know, you're faced with those situations all the time, and it's been a work in progress for me. It's something I've been working on for many years now, and you know, I have too much respect for my teammates and too much respect for the hard work that we put in to you know, retaliate and you know, affect this team negatively.
On a play like that, would you tell Philbin or Jim Turner and have them turn it into the league, or did the coaches discover it on their own and come to you? Or?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what the process is like on that thing.
As far as the offensive line, we know that right guard seems to be getting closer to stabilized. We see John and Lance out there. What do you think about the line and how you performed after three games?
You know, there's good plays, there's bad plays. I think, you know, we've won more battles than we've lost as an offensive line. We've had some shuffling pieces, you know, some new faces in there. And, you know, we're trying to find rhythm right now. I think we found rhythm in parts in that Houston game. And I think that's something that we can hang our hat on is, you know, being able to run the football and grind people down.
The run blocking, to me, seems ahead of the pass blocking. Is that accurate?
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, it's preseason. You know, we got some new faces in there. So, you know, on some plays, you know, we have excellent pass blocking. On some plays, you know, we have breakdowns in the front. And that's what we're working to kind of overcome right now. But I would say that our run blocking is ahead of our pass blocking. You know, we've been working really a lot on the zone game. And it's coming along.
Can you say that there was nothing that you did prior to that incident that deserved any sort of action like that?
You know, I've made my statement on that. You know, I'm moving on from the Houston game. We got Tampa coming in. We're focused on the home opener.
Right, but the other guy is going to allege that other stuff was going on. So
that's fine.
The loss of Dustin Keller, you know, he was becoming kind of Tannehill's best friend, a security blanket. Offensive line-wise, does that affect you guys? Do you have to hold blocks longer? Does that have any effect on you guys?
You know, it's tough losing a guy like Dustin, just first and foremost from a teammate perspective. You know, he's a great guy to have around. He's a hardworking guy. You know, he was going to be an impact player for us. He was going to make some big plays. And, you know, those tight ends, they have to step up now, and they have big shoes to fill.
For accuracy's sake, how long does your beef with Antonio Smith go back? 2009?
You know, like I said, we're focused on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now, and we're getting ready for that.
Have you had a chance to talk to Dustin and wish him well or anything since the injury?
Yeah, I spoke with Dustin after the game, and I just told him, you know, stay positive, be strong, and, you know, work hard to come back.